Hello, once again, Jacob here from the Free Culinary School Podcast, found online at freeculinaryschool.com, and welcome once again to another edition of the FCS Q&A Podcast. Now, before we get started, a couple of quick things. First of all, I appreciate all the response I've received so far. Now, there is a new hashtag that I have created for the FCS Q&A Podcast, and so if you want to follow the questions and the answers through your Twitter feed, just go ahead and do a search for the hashtag FCS Q&A using the and sign. Now, today's question comes from Jennifer, and it's a follow-up question to our last podcast. We were talking about the three components of making a great pan sauce, and one of those components is wine. And Jennifer asks, Jacob, how do I know which wine to use? Is it true that I need to use a high-end wine to make a great pan sauce? Thanks, Jennifer. Okay, well, here's the thing. There's been basically this idea floating around for the longest time that you should only use really, really great wine for a pan sauce or for cooking. And I could not disagree more. Now, let me explain. Anytime you apply heat to wine, it will automatically alter and change the flavor. All right? Instantly, it will change the flavor. So you take, say, a nice $50 to $100 bottle of Cabernet Merlot, something like that, and you try and use it for cooking, that great flavored wine is not going to really shine through in your cooking, at least not $50 to $100 worth. Okay? So the expensive bottles of wine, save those for drinking. That's what they're meant for. Now, when you're looking for a cooking wine, taste does matter, because what you want to understand is normally when you're using the application of wine in cooking, you're going to be reducing it, whether it's a pan sauce, in a braising liquid. So you want to make sure that no matter what kind of wine you get, that it is not overly tannic or acidic, because the more you sort of reduce that wine, the more that acid and the tannins are going to show through, and they're going to give your dish or your sauce basically a bitter or acidic or sour taste. Now, really, if you're going out and buying cooking wine, the largest amount of money that you need to spend is about $15, no more. Now, at home, I actually buy the jugs of the Carlos Rossi brand wine, and I think it's like $9 for a half gallon. And that's what I use for cooking, okay? So shoot me. But here's the thing. They're very, very subtle. They're not overly tannic. They're not overly acidic. And they got a nice little sweetness to them. You know, so they appeal to a large range of applications. Now, that's what I like to use, and I guarantee you, you go into any nice restaurant, just about, and you're going to find boxes of red and white wine. They're using the box stuff. They're not using their high-end $100 bottles of wine for cooking, and if they tell you anything different, then they're lying. I'm sorry. It's just that's how it goes down. You know, no chef in their right mind is going to put a $100 bottle of red wine into his short rib sauce. Just doesn't happen, okay? So go out, find yourself a nice, cheap cooking wine, and make sure you taste it to make sure that it is nice, even, and smooth, not overly acidic, not overly tannic, and that's what you want to use. Save the good wine for drinking. Now, if you have any more questions, you can always Twitter me, at Chef Jacob. Go to freeculinaryschool.com/forum, and you can interact there. And as always, I have some great news for you. Number one, you can now subscribe to this feed via iTunes. So go into iTunes, search for Culinary Q&A, and you can subscribe to this to get automatic updates to your, you know, iTunes or cell phone, whatever you want to do. And until next time, this is Jacob with the Free Culinary School Podcast, reminding you to cook with passion.